Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monster US Radio. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. I'm trying to get in my little sexy voice so I can get the vibe going because it's Wet, Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. This is a new artist, KP. This is called Fallen. We're going to open up the lines right after this. Sexy conversation and more.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. KP.
It's about to be some ooh wee with a roar. Wet, wet Wednesday. You know what it is. Let's go, y'all. Slow wine. Radio, online radio with the roar. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. We doing sexy conversation tonight. All right, Miss Unbelievable. I'm about to take me some of these shots of this banana tequila. I'm about to light me some candles. I'm about to set my own damn mood. You feel me? I'm trying to feel it tonight. How you feeling?
I'm trying to feel it tonight. I'm trying to feel that tonight.
I'm going to slow wine on myself. Wow.
You're going to slow wine on yourself.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to be a magic monster coffee tonight. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Slow wine.
Slow wine.
Right.
Slow wine. Okay.
Sexy conversation. Sexy music. Sexy hosting tonight. Let's see. So what's some of the things we going to get into tonight alongside some of this sexy music to help y'all during this quarantine? Some of y'all's in the house. That's one of the things. I know we got our preset agenda, but that's one of the things I want to talk about is this quarantine six, keeping it creative. So that's one of the things we're talking about. What's the other stuff we on tonight?
You know, we're still on masturbation month of May. So, you know, just going to remember last week I was going to tell them how they can make exciting through this quarantine time with using some of the groups that are out here. Got to keep it PG. Got to, you know, keep it. You can't share. You can't do none of that. And then, you know, what age is appropriate to talk to your kids about masturbation? And what are you doing to catch them? Or do you,
said, what do you do
provide
when you catch
all the stuff with them?
Okay. It's going to get deep. No buns intended. But it's going to get deep tonight. if you want to join our conversation, you can hit us up, definitely, 563-999-3411. You can join the conversation that way. Let's see. I'm on my Facebook. Let's see, I'm going to go to the Monstars page over here on Facebook. You can drop your comments there. You also, I'm going to open up the chat here on Blog Talk. You can leave your chat here as well if you'd like to drop your comment. We can read it, or, like I said, you can call in and press 1 and go live yourself. So, last week, because, you know, I was kind of like, what the hell, masturbation month? Like, how you have a masturbation month and... Like, I'm not going to lie, you have some creative ways, because I'm like, I thought that was like last resort type thing, but you had some damn good ideas last week, got me thinking about it. I'll tell y'all coming up here in a little bit if I did some test surveys by myself. So it's masturbation. I mean, I don't even get it. How did you even find this?
You know, I was online, always online, because, you know, I'm the person who always does the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, trying to find, you know, the gossip lifestyle, trying to keep it spicy, trying to find something that's fun, and lo and behold, we came across, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, it's on and popping, for sure. And I was like, well, since, you know, Wet, Wet Wednesday is what we do, I was like, I might as well show them how to do the fingers, too. So, yeah.
Right, right. I mean, it's only right. I mean, I don't know if they predicted this. I don't know. They're going to talk about this in the apocalypse. But, I mean, it's like the perfect time for, I guess, the month of masturbation. I mean, it's under quarantine. Yeah. Some of we can't go outside. We can't go hook up. I mean, y'all ain't. I mean, ain't nobody really, really. I mean, do you really trust a booty call right now? Cause shit, you cough. We doing foreplay. You cough, it could go down. You dig? We might be fighting in the front room. What the fuck? What the hell was that? No, it was from the blunt. No, fuck that. You coughed a little too hard. So you know, during this quarantine, you know, I mean, yeah, you're gonna need to find something to do. You know, something like you said to spice it up. Whether you go in the other room, put on a tape, and just entertain yourself in the mirror, I don't know. But that's some of the things we're going to talk about. That's part of it. It's quarantine sex. You know what I mean? And being creative. So, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because, you know, the stigma for masturbation is just so out there. You know, like, you're supposed to be shy. You're not supposed to do it. It's taboo. You should be ashamed of it. So, I mean, let's talk about it. Because children start touching themselves very young. I know my son used to just grab out his penis. I was like, boy, can you? Yeah, but that's yours. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? So they're curious about it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it is what it is. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got some more sexy music for y'all. Because, yeah, some of y'all during this quarantine, y'all going to be masturbating so much, y'all private part going to press charges. It is what it is. This is Nasty. This is Lil Duval, Jacquees, and Tank. I like this right here. I got to get that remix with the girl, though. But for now, we going to rock with this one on the Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Sure. Ooh-wee. We live.
Nasty.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. I'll type it now. Yeah, baby.
Girl, stop.
My preferences. Switch me coming, I'ma need references. Yeah. You know I'm choosing with acceptances. Baby, you ain't gotta sweat. Cause I know it's always wet. Legs suspended, back extended, forward thinking, dick all in it, thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again, hanging off the bed like an ornament or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. I'ma break you off if you take it off. I'm bound to get nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. Don't keep it classy, bitch. Keep it nasty. Girl, take it off. I'ma break you off if you take it off. I'm bound to get.
You gon' have to get the Heimlich when you taking this 9-inch. Don't bite it. Suck the pussy from the back. Maybe I can get behind it. Cause I'm fine with anything and everything. Sloppy is the only way. Top it off, I go for round. I'm lying, bitch, I'm going down. Legs suspended, back extended. Forward thinking, dick all in it. Thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again. Hanging off the bed like an ornament or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I know you get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get nasty. I think it's time we get.
But I get her up on some inside. Put it on my tongue, got your tongue tied. Coming every day like a sunshine. Heard you nasty, heard you freaky with it. The way you ride it, get a speeding ticket. What's the garden window seat up in it? I don't plan it till I see you finish. Body language going open up. Girl, you're wetter than the ocean front. Got the vitamin D, soak it up. Rubbing cocoa butter till you're coconut. Did I stutter, baby girl, you know what's up. This the way that I be showing love. Now for the both of us, baby, hurry up. I wanna get
nasty. I know you get nasty.
Oh, I wanna get it if it's
nasty.
Ooh, yeah.
Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get
nasty, baby.
Nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. Don't keep it classy, baby.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Get it. I'm just saying. Banana Tequila, Lil Duval, Wet, Wet Wednesday, Pump Day music. Got my pinky out going, ooh, wait. So, all right, y'all. We bringing it back. Now, I have to be honest, though. That song is sexy as a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to lie. That song is sexy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I would do if I was actually trying to get it in with somebody in Lil Duval part. Come on. I'm a big Lou Duval fan. Dude funny as fuck. You dig? I'm just saying, come on, nasty. And then his part, come on, can you take this? Nah, and I just start laughing at you, mommy. I'll fuck up the whole move. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, all right, we talking about masturbation month and quarantine sex, keeping it creative. So, all right, you still on your masturbation month. Because, like I said, at first I was kind of like, this is some kind of bullshit. Like, y'all could have came up with something else. Y'all could have been like, let's play with each other month or some other shit. You know what I mean? Strip a week, some shit like that. I don't know, but y'all come up with. But we going to work our way through it. Okay, what's some interesting things people can do? Like I said, you could dress up and get put on a cape. You know what I mean? You do your own outfit. But what's some interesting things people can do during this quarantine, masturbation month, all buns intended? What can people do to keep it interesting and creative? That's not even sex.
If they're,
back there.
Are you talking about with their partner? that if they're there, because you know sometimes everybody's partner is not there, so. I think sexting is something that is definitely something that they can do.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I think video chat is something that they can do. But once again, it goes back to masturbation on video chat. It goes back to, like, imagination with your mind and be creative with your words to even get them in the mood. So if you ain't got no slick mouth of how and what and describing and get interesting, you ain't gonna make it, because if you hood, you be like, nigga, slap that dick over here. Just give me that dick. That ain't sexy.
Yes.
That ain't
sexy.
What? You know what I'm saying?
That. I never thought about that part of it. You really are unbelievable. You got to have some isms in order for it to really, really work. I know some white folks out there, what the hell is ism? Isms is game, romantic conversation, that type of thing. Sweet talk. When he sweet talk you, that's what we're going to say to keep it for everybody. Sweet talk. You got to have a sweet talk. Because like you said, it's got to be creative. You can't just call and then you answer the phone. There's a fucking penis head answering the phone.
Right. Oh,
hi, how you doing? I want to talk to you. That's not cute, Poppy. That's not cute. Nah, mommy's not going to get off on that. That's not cute. No, you got to have some foreplay to it. yes, look, you got me all excited now. Yeah, you know, you got to build up the drama. There's got to be some type of thing to it. It doesn't always have to be a theme, but, you know, it's got to be some romantic type of vibration. It is. Mm-hmm. See how my voice changed and everything? Some of y'all are like, ooh.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So it's almost like,
yeah.
Come on, let's role play right quick. Let's give them an example. You ready?
Ooh. Okay.
You ready?
No, but go for it. Let's do it.
Hey, baby.
The tequila said, go ahead.
Go ahead. Hey, baby, you looking real nice over there in that white shirt you got on. How is it that I can take that off you real, real quick? Or how about this? You take that off for me. And then I'll just
look.
Hello.
I fucked it all up, didn't I? My bad. I'm not used to this. Shut up. Okay.
I'll keep going. I'll just kiss you while you taking off that shirt. Come on, baby. Come on. I'll help you. Right on. Left arm. Ooh, baby, that chest. Ooh, let me just
Just stop.
Lick you
no,
all
I'm
over.
All
no.
I'm,
you're, okay.
Okay. But yeah, like what she said right there. But you got to have a comeback plan because I ain't got no plan. Yeah, I'm like, ooh. Ooh. Send me a
baby,
pic.
Can I
ooh.
Slide my hands down your pants right quick to get him ready for me? Is he ready for me? My fact, take your
ooh.
Hand, join my
and
hand.
Then right. And I guess that's the part where the guy would be like, talking about, you put your hand right here and then show a little
mm-hmm.
more and be like, right here. You want me to stop mm-hmm. or you want some more? Right here. If you got enough to do it that many times. I'm just saying, right here. but yes.
Oh, it looks like,
yes, things like
a
that.
Caller has pressed one. It looks like a caller has pressed one. Do we want to role play with this caller? Well, that should be fun.
Okay.
Okay.
612. You're live, Wet Wednesday.
It's your anonymous caller again.
Oh, hi,
hey,
anonymous. Are you ready to role play?
You know, I could role play, but I had a suggestion, too. You know how to keep things kind of, you know, moist for that masturbation session, too.
Okay.
Okay.
So, one thing that I really like is books and poetry. There's some really raunchy books you can get out here that give very good details. So, if you're on the phone, you can read a couple of them pages, and it might get you in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smell.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saying something like a novel or something like that? Is that what you mean? Like something like that?
Yes. Yes, totally. Like there's one author for sure I know that's really got some good is Zane. She's got some great books.
Okay.
Say the name
one
more time.
One of mine?
Zane is the name. Or go ahead,
yeah,
Miss Unbelievable. I know you got some guys in there too.
I do. So what y'all think? You know, I made this one up. And then I want y'all to see it, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And to see if I'm right on top. So it's called The Sound of That Smash. I am horny, hungry, and hard. That don't sit right, you see. I need you right here, stroking it. I need to release this beast that's starving me. When I come, I think about the taste of you staying with me. Come over here and please me. I shake by the way you make my dick ache. When I close my eyes, I see you ride. And when I hit it from the back, front, side to side, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Yes, smack that ass and squeeze that thing so we can reach that ultimate climax. Yeah, you feel that? Bang, bang. Thrust in and out from back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. The thought of our bodies connecting makes me so hard. I lick my lips so I can get ready to suck that click from back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, your tongue done did its thing. Ooh, the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Huh. Our energy is driving me insane. Oh, yeah, round two. You know what to do. Lift them legs. I'm going deep diving. So deep, gonna put that ass to sleep. So I'm gonna say it again from the front, back, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. You see, I got you biting sheets with your legs wide open, mumbling. Give it to me, give it to me, don't stop. Give it to me, give it to me, don't stop. Give it to me, give it to me, don't stop. Let that orgasm begin. Ooh-wee. So I'm going to say it again. From the back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack.
If I can snap, you know, I can't snap that loud for you, so.
Right.
Something like that would get you.
Okay. I think she might be referring to you, Mr. E. Master.
Right. To be honest, yeah, if I was sitting there and a lady said that, was doing spoken word poetry like that to me, yeah, and right after that, ooh, you will be hearing that smack. Yeah. So what? That would get me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to stun on you. Huh, I never, yeah. Thought of it like that, like reading a novel or something like that, da-da-da.
You're welcome.
Look, my mind is just blown right now. Boom.
Yeah, because, you know, they be like, you got my legs wide open. You got me thinking about you coming through. I don't know what I'm going to do when you get here. Just know I'm going to be waiting for you. Take off your clothes, baby, at the door. Hit it. You know, stuff like that, like in a book. And then you're reading it,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, well, shit, I'm on my way. Hold on. Close off at the door.
Right. It goes back to that saying, the best way to touch a person's body is to touch their mind.
Yes, or their imagination. Or their imagination, because if you could get their mind thinking that that's going to happen, the anticipation for them arriving and is like, yes, where's it at? Because they're going to think about it all day. Like, who I get to, what? I get to hear the sound of the smack. I get to, like, they can't wait for it. And so when you see them, it's like, let's go. There's no more talking needed because you done built up that anticipation already. And just imagine that on live video. Man, live video?
Butt-ass naked? Or some type of suit
laying
on,
back.
I'm just saying.
You come in, like, with your coat, you do the whole nine. You come in with your coat, be like, yes, I'm going to do a whole little show. You sit on the desk, talk about, daddy, you working? And you turn around in your desk, you be like, how can I help you? Y'all do a little scene. He at his desk. You walk in with a little trench coat, your heels. You put your leg up on the desk, and he, you know, ah, shit. And then he'll turn around with his legs open, like, show me, daddy. Show me, baby, what you got. I mean, you guys can role play, like, all day. And then y'all both can start, you know, you can start rubbing on yourself. She can start rubbing on herself, taking off her clothes, you know, starting on her chest, you know, flipping her hair, doing her little tongue, and, you know, and you be like, walk with me to the bedroom. Y'all walk in, you walk to the bedroom, he lay down, you lay down. And I'm just saying, you know, there's always some fun stuff.
Right. Damn, she said, walking through the house, let's go lay down on the bed. You go lay down. Look, we finna take a break. We gonna come back. We gonna do it some more. Y'all done got me writing shit down. I'm just saying, Wet Wednesday. How we doing it, talking about this sexting, this is what you going to be saying afterwards. You do it just like we say. You're talking about some come see me. This is Tanir, Wet Wednesday.
Yes.
With some ooh-wee in it.
When he got me here alone, no, I got options, but you the one I want. No FaceTime, need FaceTime, and that's what I'm on. Cause the vibe is hella strong, I hate the feeling when you're gone. Don't keep me waiting up, baby, hurry up. Time is running out, I need you. Longing for your love, can't get enough. When you tell me that you miss me, don't just say it, come through. Come see me, come through. I've been waiting all week, need your love, put it all on me. drive. I don't wanna be alone. Hit you up around the night. Come and give me what I want. I know you got work in the morning. Maybe you go where we want. Cause baby, my buddy calling. Need you picking up the phone. Don't keep me waiting up. Baby, hurry up. Time is running out. I need you. Longing for your love. Can't get enough. Why you tell me that you miss me? Don't just say it, come through. Talk is cheap. What you gonna do when you come see me?
Doing all them extra, if they not saying come through, your ass
right.
Ain't doing it right. So, all right, we back. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable, the book author, Solomy Speaks. And we got Anonymous, who apparently comes in here when they feel and just tears shit up, just pulls back the sheet and leaves the light on. You did. Pulls back the sheet and leaves the light on. Every time you come over here, you say something to just be like, what? You know, like when you say some shit, everybody in the room, voice change, they be like, what? Like, wow, okay, I didn't think of it that way. So, all right.
I'm
the novel thing. Huh?
I'm the quiet, experienced one. She said the quiet, experienced one. What, am I the loud experience? What is that what you're saying? Take it how you want. Take it how you want.
The quiet ones. So, all right, let's see. All right, we're still on Masturbation Month. We're still on the quarantine sex, how to keep it creative. And you brought up sexting, which is a great thing, especially right now during the quarantine. You said you got to have some type of some type of sweet talk to put things in perspective. You can't just rush into it. You got to be some type of foreplay to it. Make it. You know, you could even put, like, romantic stuff in the background. But I love how you said the thing about, like, walking in the other room. I love how you said that. Like, y'all can both walk in the other room. You walk in your bedroom. They walk in their bedroom. Y'all can both lay down on the bed. It's almost like y'all looking at each other. You dig? I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel that. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so, then you're giving each other instructions. So, and this will really, you know, help that person see if you can follow the lead or they can follow the lead. So, like, if he tell you to do this, are you going to hesitate or are you just going to do it? If you say, hey, you do this, are you going to hesitate or are you just going to do it? So it's almost like making that person, okay, can I trust you in this intimate moment even when we're not together?
Right, yeah.
So
it
can turn out right.
I'll be the type of motherfucker be like, I ain't taking that off. No, what you want to see that for? Yeah, you kind of got to, like, build up to it a little bit. You can't, like, just jump into it because, yeah. Let's be honest. Everybody not comfortable on camera.
Right. And let's be honest, everybody was taught that your body ain't sexy or said your body ain't sexy. So when you seeing yourself on video, you like, oh, shit. For real, you really want to do this? So it's like keeping the mood going even past your own flaws, even past what you was taught about masturbation. Because some of us was taught that it's nasty. You're not supposed to do it. There ain't no satisfaction in it. It's
you're
a taboo. Oh, what is you doing it? So
yeah.
It's like how to release yourself.
I'm just saying, growing up back in the day, that was nothing we were taught. Stop playing. That was nothing
talked
about. No,
you're right. I'm just laughing. I'm laughing because I said, because I remember hearing that, say, hey, you touch yourself, you're going to go blind.
I ain't blind yet.
Damn.
My bad.
And are
My
we,
bad.
And you know, are we teaching our kids, you know, because a man shouldn't be the first person that should touch you, a girl. A girl should know all about her erotic zones all to herself. So how do you sit down and have that conversation with your daughter? Because they'll fall in love with that. They'll fall in love with that feeling. That's the feeling that little girls fall in love with. They don't fall in love with the person, they fall in love how that made them feel at that time.
Oh, okay. You cross over into talking to your kids about sex or masturbation.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Then it comes back to even when you're an adult as well. It's like it crosses over. These two things crosses over. About being comfortable with your body. Because if you were coming with your body, man, me telling you to take them drawers off and put your hand there and stroke yourself should not be a problem. You're like, come on, baby, how many strokes can you get? Hold that. You know, if I'm telling you, you already know what to do. And it ain't no, oh, I don't want to. No, I can't. No. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I talk to my kids about it, like my sons about it. Not, I ain't talk to my daughters. It is what it is. I ain't that strong. Because you got to be a strong-ass dad to talk to your daughter about sex. I mean, I talk to her about men, you know what I mean, about boys and what boys be chasing and, you know, how to deal with it, what a relationship should be, those type of things. But I ain't taking that far with them, you know. I can't say I really went deep with my sons about it, because I'll be honest, I would have freaked the hell out if my parents would try to talk to me about it. I've been wanting to tell my, no, I don't want to hear about this. No. Okay, I promise I'd never do it. Don't say penis again, Dad. Don't, no. Not around me or Mom. No, don't say it. So, you know, but, you know, one thing I really told my sons, you know, it's just a part of life. Sometimes it's natural if you do it, you know, don't feel embarrassed. Because I see it like this. I think sometimes that's where, you know, other things can happen due to sexual frustration. People get riled up. They don't know how to control the urge, da-da-da, and they end up doing something stupid. So I'd rather you just touch yourself, get it over with, let the energy go, and everybody's still going to have a good day. I ain't going to shake your little ass hand, but we all still going to have a good day. But for me, but you know, I don't know, I'm old school. You know what I mean? I grew up in an era where we where your parents really didn't talk to you too much. Not too much, unless your parent was a hippie. You know what I mean? And they'll bust shit out. They'll talk to you half naked with each other. So I'm like, no, it's natural. I have everything you know. See, I wasn't one of them kids. Hell to no, I would have cried. One of my parents started talking to me. Ah, you nasty motherfuckers, I'm running away. but, you know, I don't know. I just went from that era. I mean, how would you even really start a conversation with your kids like that? I mean, do you just wide open with it? Just.
I'm busting wide open.
I mean, how do you?
I'm busting wide open because if I had, like, when I talk to my girls, because I have girls as far as, I would, you know, really be like, okay, so when you touch yourself, this is the sensation that, you know, you're going to feel. You're going to feel this euphoric, you know, this lovely feeling of, you know, of adrenaline that's really going to feel good. It's going to make your body go through all these. I'm going to actually tell her how it makes your body feel. And I'll be real honest, don't associate this with him loving you or him how he's supposed to treat you. You're combining your body with someone else. I'll go through that whole thing. But I will be like, yo, figure out, you know, what that sensation is for yourself. And I would say, this is what you do. You put your fingers up. This is your clitoris. This is your, I mean, I would explain to her her whole organism down there, how it gets it. If you put four fingers in, two fingers in, one finger in, you know, you're going to get this. You're going to feel this. You're going to feel that. If you use toys, you're going to feel this. A tampon can give you that insertion feeling. So once you put the tampon up, that's almost like the same feeling that you're going to get when a man inserts themselves inside of you. So just making it a learning tool. Don't be afraid of how this make you feel. Don't be afraid of how this make you feel. And, like, take on the whole experience of masturbation. Touch your breath. Taste yourself. All that. Get a mirror and look down there and see if, you know, she's still cute together. How do you clean up after yourself? What a squirting means. You got to give them all that, because if someone else tells them, then they're going to use it as, oh, they love me. Oh, they made me bleed. Oh, you know, you got to give them all that beforehand. All that. And the boys, I just be like, jack off, you know, see how it is. Here's the lotion. Here's the Vaseline. Choose it. Which one you want to use. And like I said, feel the euphoric of it. This is how you're going to feel when you bust a nut inside of her. Make sure you have a condom on. Catch your little swims. And then, you know, go from there.
I think a good way for a dad to start with his child that's a female would be to take her on an actual date and let her know that you're on a date with me as your father because I love you. This is what love between us is about. This is not what love between you and another male is about. And show her the experiences of what it would be for a proper date. That way she could understand her feelings before it ever got to that sexual part.
Ooh. Yeah, but the dad got to be present. And if a dad's not present, then ask an uncle, ask a grandpa. Somebody has to show her what it looks like to be loved in that way. Because
right,
all dads
right.
aren't there.
But I think,
and even with a young male, take your sons on a date. I took my sons on a date so they know what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta
right.
know.
Somebody gotta show them. Yeah, somebody gotta show them.
Now, to become assholes
so
after that, that's not what you did. Not my problem.
So, I mean, what's some of the things you would show your sons when you would take them out on a date? What's some of the things you would teach them?
Open up the door, pull their seat out, ask them what they would like to eat. Have them keep their eyes on me. Don't look around. You know, look around and see if there's safety, but, like, keep your eyes connected to that person so they don't think that you're ignoring them or you're looking for someone else or someone else has spotted you, took your eye off them. I would explain what the bill looks like, how to tip, how to respectfully... If there's someone is rude, how to respectfully, you know, tell them, hey, instead of getting loud and disrespectful and da-da-da, making y'all look ghetto, you know, how to respectfully say, hey, this is not right. I don't want this. And can you send it back? You know, how to talk to them, basically. So how to just be respectful. How to use your forks right. You know, wipe your face off. Don't smack. How to be gentlemen.
Right. Okay. We're going to take a break right quick, and we're going to come back and we're going to continue with our Wet, Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Here's some new Trey songs and Summer Walker. It's called Back Home.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Oh. He lied.
He back. I should have seen it from the jump. With the chauffeur, you put your bags all in the trunk.
All right, we brought it back. Some new Trey songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. I like that one right there. I really
mm-hmm.
do. So even though it's a cheater song, but still, I like this song. we bring it back. We was talking about, let's see, it's masturbation month. We was talking about quarantine sex, keeping it creative. Talking about FaceTiming and all that type of stuff. It's unbelievable. Just talked about how we can introduce talking about, you know, masturbation and those type of things with our kids. Let's see, what else did we want to tap on tonight? Let's see, we got about 12 minutes left in the show. What else did we want to get at?
You know, we could tap on how, you know, I'm telling you, some people don't know how to do it. So you grab your fruits and your vegetables to give, like, mock sessions, I'll say that. So, like, you could get, like, a juicy fruit or orange, and you could put your two fingers in, because juicy fruits and oranges or grapefruit juice, they have, like, the juice sensation that it will look like, you know. So you just would take your two fingers and you would, you know, move around on the juicy fruit, I mean the grapefruit or the orange in the middle of it, so they can see what it looks like with the two fingers, right? And how to move it around, how to find the clitoris, how to find all those things. And I'm helping the boys out too. And how to, like, wiggle your fingers and make the motions and the circles and the ups and the downs and the lefts and the rights. And you can sing your ABCs, A, B, C, D, you know what I'm saying? With your fingers. Because that's the first thing that, you know, when you trying to finger a girl, you don't want to hurt it. So you got to know how to do it. So you can practice on a grapefruit or orange. And you will get that still the gushy sensation of how it looks when the sperm is coming. For a guy, you know, there's always the bananas and there's always the zucchinis, where you can know how to just stroke the sides of the zucchini or the cucumber, because it has that almost a bumpy same motion. And you can show them how you can stroke it, you know, the girl or the guy, you know, you got the tip at the top, and show them how not to be so rough and, you know, how soft you can go and add in the pressure with your hands. And then the slight touches with your fingertips on the sides of it and how that feels as well. And then you can always, like we was talking about last week, grab some lubricants to even get a better feel of what it feels like with lubricant. And you also can start, you know, getting the feel of how you want to put it in your mouth, how, you know, you feel the adjustment, stuff like that. So fruits and vegetables are always your best friend to practice on if you are a beginner.
Okay. Is this supposed to be for your mate? Or?
Yeah, if the mate never did it. If your mate has never played with herself because, or don't know how, or don't even know how to play with you. Yeah, you got to go to learn. Those are sessions of learning.
Right. She said, grab the fruit. Find the G-spot. I'm confused. I'm just saying, man. Like,
okay. If you, like, when you cut open an orange or when you down the middle, there's that middle part that you can insert your two fingers in, and it'll show them how to extract the juices, because the juice, because of how you're moving your fingers around in that small sliver in between the grapefruit or orange.
We're going to have to make a viral video. So I'm trying to envision. I've never heard of this before. That's why I'm like, again, my mind is, boom, go ahead.
Okay.
So like, okay.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is the two fingers are acting like a dick, a penis. And when the penis is inserted into the vagina, granted, it might be a little juicy at first, but it does dry out, and that penis needs to hit a specific spot to get that juice to flow again. That's what those fruits are going to do. Those fruits are
going
to...
Yeah, but I'm talking about that too, but I'm talking about when you finger someone.
Where those spots can be using fingers to get that juice to flow again.
Right. So with the fruit, you can practice of how to do your hands, because some people just think that one little hand and you just wiggle up and down, one little finger and you wiggle up and down. No, that's not, no. No, no. But we'll show you. There will be a tutorial where we're talking about on Monstar Radio.
Yeah, because there is an art to it. I'll give you that. There is an art to it, because if you're doing it right, they call it fingering, but your whole forearm is going to be wet. I'm just saying, if you're doing it right. okay, I'm just trying to imagine this with the fruit. Okay.
My gosh. Oh, my goodness. A video will soon follow.
All right. I guess some more creative things to do during the quarantine. Anybody ever play Butt Naked Twister?
Mm-hmm. Now that would be fun.
Don't be ashamed. Like, I ain't trying to tell nobody, but I did. Like, just nod your head. Don't put your hand up. Just
You play the fans.
Like, right. Those are some things, like, you know, little sexy games. I mean, what's some other ones? Somebody had put on here, play Butt Naked Twister. I mean, what's some other games you could play?
The simple card game, red, black. You flip the cards, guess red or black. If you guess wrong, I'm off.
Mm-hmm. And then if you lost, then what? Is it going to be like a strip poker, or you got to come up with preset?
Usually preset things will be whoever takes off the most clothes has to do this or that, or, you know, something of that nature. But you can always make any card game a strip game. There's
Absolutely. Not
much to do for that.
Right.
It becomes poker, strip spades, strip 21.
You said strip 21. Okay, I can see that one. Strip spades.
Strip tease, live dance, pole dance.
I do
comedy times, oral sex. Right.
She said, I declare war. I haven't heard that in years.
Slapjack.
Whoa.
Oh, slapjack, Janaya. I mean, a unanimous slapjack. You could be like, slap. And when you hit that jack, who gets the jack first? Either your jack or my jack.
But what do you win, though? What's some good winnings, though? You know what I mean? I know it's always, oh, you on top. But, I mean, what's the best winning?
Giving head. I have to cook dinner.
No,
the next outing.
You have to hold on to the cum until I tell you.
Right. You right.
Huh.
Select how many rounds we get to go that night or that morning. A quickie, fuck, sex, make love, you know, all those little things. Massage.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You know, like watching a football game.
I'm just trying
game,
to buy some things, that's all.
If you're watching a football game, if my team scores, you got to give me head until the commercial's over.
Yes, baby. Say that.
Said that kind of loud, didn't I? I said that kind of loud.
Matter of fact, bring back the NFL. Now, she says some shit like that. Bring back the NFL. Boycotting the quarantine so I can try this. But all right, y'all. We're at the end of the show. Wet, wet Wednesday. This one was an interesting one. You dig? I'm just saying. I don't know if I can go try some of the stuff from tonight. Fuck around and hurt myself twice. But hell, why not? We only live once, right? So I Miles Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. Next Wet Wet Wednesday, I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but we're gonna find something sexy. If you got something you want to hear us talk about, hit us up, support@monstarsradio.com. Don't forget to go to solemnespeaks.com. Support the movement over there. Buy a book, purchase a shirt. When you make a purchase, you support the show. That's how we come to you for free. Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and Monster US Apparel. Ladies, y'all got any last words on our way up out of here? In that order?
Yeah. Suck it till it's dry. Masturbation month. Wash your hands after you're done. Keep the germs away. I'm just saying. Taste it first and then wash. Taste it first and then wash.
Look, the whole system shut. Look, I wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah, we're going to end on that note.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Taste it first. Wash second. Taste. Wow.
All right. On that note, I'm going to play some Bonfire on the way up out of here. It's new music. It's called You Remind Me, featuring Wale. Enjoy the night.
Peace. Peace, y'all.
Can't get it out of my mind. How you make it feel new like the first time? It's so familiar. I don't wanna do too much, but there's something about you that made me wanna give you my love. You remind me, you remind me. Feel like I already know you, even though I don't know you. You remind me, you remind me of a love I never knew. Never had a feel like this, never had a feel like this. I know you caught the vibe, baby. Got me on high, baby. Never had a feel like this, never had a feel like this. I know you caught the vibe, baby. Got me on high, baby.
Keep a data hold for me, a J-Roll for me. An Airbnb in quarantine the whole summer. Half black, half white, like a pair of new 11s. Everybody say they love me. Where's everybody at for though? No Wellin, 0-0 Wellin, no. Upper echelon, big, big step of though. Okay, get it together though. Told me you was crazy and put the soul in the episode. Yeah, we all got scars. We all got cars. They ain't all got scars like ours. But you don't really notice when you with us. A lot of girls show over their shoulder for a picture. A lot of girls show me who they are from who they isn't. A lot of girls don't know their potential. A lot of women toxic, a lot of women vicious. But you remind me of something different. Let's get it.
while I don't.